Is there a thinker behind the thought? Find out. Inquire. Use your awareness. Is there an observer and the observed? That one is like Krishnamurti. You know what is observer and observer? So this one is your eye. Your eyes see. What you see is what you observe. Understand? Yeah? What you see is what you observe. The eye that see, you think is the observer, correct?
B observe BED.
Oh, VED, yeah. True or not? Huh? Because you always say, I see, understand? Who see? What see? You say this one is the personality that see. That's why I see. So the first one is I see. Then I ask you, who is this fellow? I. Yeah? Who is the I who see? Of course, when you understand, it's the brain activity. There is nobody to see. That's why the Buddha say, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. You understand that? This one, the observe, is the consciousness. Understand that? Before the content go in. But when the content go in, it become the thought. So when you have this delusion, this observer become a personality, understand now? So this is what they call subjective see. Like a person see, understand now? Subjective see. The word is subject, a person, understand now? When we have awareness, there is no atta. So what type of seeing is it? Objective, isn't it? No subject, isn't it? Just see what it is, isn't it? Which is the seeing consciousness, understand that? So this one become objective seeing. Seeing things as they are. So this one is also the direct seeing, eh? Seeing things as they are. Whereas this one is subjective seeing, is a person seeing. But we go into it to find out whether this one is true or this one is true. Okay? So I ask you, when you say I see, what see? Of course, we can say the thought and other thing, but is that an entity? Is that a person to see? Because when you cannot answer, you try to become scientific. Yeah. He said, my eye see lah. No eye cannot see ma. True or not? Logical or not? So my eye see. You agree or not?
Whatever the eye see, we store into the brain as memory.
Correct, that one is the process. But now we talk about normal people, ordinary people. Logical, yeah. My eye see there. So how you counter him? Your eye see. Dead man got eye or not? Can he see? He cannot see. Yeah. So eye alone don't see. Understand now? Then he said, oh, like that. Maybe no mind. He said, my mind see. Oh, he think logical again. More smart. Yeah. But the blind man also got mind. Yeah. Does he see? He also got mind. Wa. He's not dead. Wa. That's why I alone don't see. Mind alone don't see. What is seeing? The coming together of condition. Understand? Wa. Where you have the eye that is functioning, where you have the mind, you have the contact, the consciousness arise. And that is true seeing. Understand? That's why the Buddha said, all your seeing, your hearing, your smell, your taste, your tactile, and your thought is dependent originating. Understand not? Condition arising. No condition, no seeing. Understand not? Is there a being there? Definitely no there. All these are dependent on here, condition arising. How can you say it's subjective seeing? I see. Who the hell you are? Because all these are the conditions that arise for seeing to take place. That's why it's objective seeing. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, like the physics experiment light bulb, naturally light up. Means you become conscious. But there is no being inside there. No one to see. It's just that consciousness arise. Like the physics experiment, the light bulb. It's like you become conscious. But there is nobody inside there. That's why in the seeing, there is only the seeing conscious, the consciousness only. No one to see. Understand? Because there are conditions for it to arise. Like the battery in proper functioning manner. The bulb in proper functioning manner, then the switch is the contact. So the mind with the contact on the sense basis and the external sense data trigger off. Understand? Like the physics experiment. Then the consciousness arrives. Then that seeing consciousness. So when you understand that, the observer and the observed is an illusion. Understand? Who see? It's just a dependent orienting process. Naturally arising. But when the brain coming with the wrong view, Sakaya Ditti created the ego, there is, I see. So subjective seeing is the mundane mind that is deluded, having the Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion. You understand not? That's why Krishnamurti is very smart. He said, the observer is the observed. Means what? When these two become one entity, then it's exactly what the Buddha says then. The awareness that is aware of this is the same thing. So what is happening is the observer is the thought. You understand? The thought that observe what is in the content is also the thought. Understand? That's why the observer is the observer. But when you have awareness, you realize the awareness, aware, finish. Understand? Now you understand? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Well, now I can go into this. Last time, I go into a little bit and I cannot talk too much. And now you can follow. So it's easier. So a lot of things you can understand through awareness. Without awareness, you cannot understand. But when I was in the state of awareness, I realized that awareness and the thing is one.